This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Australia's Simone Millicis is a dynamic leader who tours the world demonstrating how to be business from a place of joy. She has been at the forefront of cutting-edge business creation and development for over a decade. Not only is Simone the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness, she is also the creative spark that ignited Joy of Business. Simone's exciting new book, Joy of Business, is a fascinating insight into the mind of a successful entrepreneur. Simone shares her personal story as well as provides powerful tools for change. This book is an empowering must-read for anyone in business and also inspiring for the novice who is thinking about starting a business. The difference Simone brings to her work is her willingness to look at things differently, contribute to others, and continually make new choices. In her words, business is one of the areas in life where I am constantly asking questions and never assume that I have the answer. I am always willing to have things show up differently and change whatever isn't working. That, to me, is the adventure that business can be. Simone, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. And as you know, without health, you cannot be productive or successful in business. So, Simone, you are the author of Joy of Business. Those two don't normally come hand in hand. Can you tell us how the name came about?
Yeah. One of my colleagues that I actually work with, Gary Douglas, who is the founder of Access Consciousness, and I'm the worldwide coordinator of it, having a conversation with him one day, and I'm asking him about why someone's making this choice because there's no joy in it. And he's like, what do you mean? And I said, well, business is joyful. And he looks at me and he goes, no, it's not. Not in this reality. And I was dumbfounded. I was like, but why would you do business if it wasn't joyful? So that's pretty much how I always grew up. Like from, you know, my first job, it's like I always did something that I enjoyed. So it didn't make sense to me. And he said to me, you need to do seminars on this. You need to write a book or something. So it took me a couple of years, but I eventually did. So I think I'm a little different, Eric.
Well, you were $187,000 in debt. How did you turn your life around from that hole?
Pretty much using the tools that I learned from Access Consciousness from Gary Douglas, the gentleman I was just talking to you about. And it was basically becoming way more aware of what I was creating with my money and with my businesses. And it's those places usually that don't make any sense. Like, it's like the illogical places that you create these insane points of view that lock you up. So, for example, you know, one of the places I realized I was being unaware was I was totally adored my dad. He's a wonderful, beautiful man. He died 2 years ago. But he always said to me that he would never die, he would never leave us until we were all financially stable, his kids. And I realized I was creating this debt to keep him alive. Now, that's an insane point of view. When I spoke to him about it, he's like, oh, Simone, what are you doing? So we so much of us have these insane points of view that keep us in debt. And it's like, there's so many tools in my book that I give you of actually how I started to create changing it. And they're simple. They're not hard. And it's basically about changing the way you look at money, changing the way you're willing to have it, create it, generate it, all of that.
What do you see as a big mistake that most business owners do or are involved with?
I would say controlling their business and not letting it be what it would like to be. It's like I see so many, I mean, they say that, you know, a business lasts for about 75 years. Now, that's basically someone's lifespan, you know, give or take. And so many business people I see, they create an idea and they hold on to it so tight rather than actually asking questions, allowing other people to contribute. Like you said at the beginning, Eric, everybody needs help. And it's like, so where's the contribution coming from? Are you willing to receive the contribution from everybody across the whole entire world, especially now that we have, you know, the internet, et cetera? So I would say controlling it. If you're willing to let go of control and be out of control with your business, it's amazing to see what can actually show up.
Today we are with Simone Millicis, the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and also the creative spark that ignited Joy of Business here on eHealth Radio's personal development channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Simone, you say business is an adventure. How do we start shifting our mindset that it has to be hard work?
So I would say have fun with it. Like I said at the beginning, it's like, what are you doing? It's like, are you doing something that brings you joy? It's like most of the time people think whatever is fun for them and they think has no value and they can't make money from it. So my tip would be start writing down 5 to 10 things that you love doing. Now it could be like, oh, I love talking to people. Okay, so you're a connector. You can actually make money from connecting. So start writing that down. Everything that you think has no value and I bet you can end up making money from it. And ask questions. It's like, okay, so what would it take for me to be able to make money from doing these 5 to 10 things that I actually love, that I enjoy? And it's like, when you start doing something you love, it's like, it becomes an adventure. It's like, I'm never one of those people, like on a Monday morning, it's like, oh, it's Monday, you know, we've got the whole rest of the week. I never understood that. It's like, you know, I'll work at midnight or I'll work whenever I feel like it because it is an adventure. It's so creative. It's like, you can create anything in business. So that's what I would do. Start having more fun with what you're actually doing. And if you're not having fun, change it.
Well said. Now, if people would like to change their money situations, what do you suggest that they do? And I'm sure a lot of people are paying close attention to this response.
Yeah. So, well, like I said before, it's like you need to shift the awareness that you have with it. And so one tool that actually started to change things for me is I put 10% of everything I earn away. Now, I didn't put it away for a rainy day or anything like that. It's like every single dollar I earn, 10 cents I put away. For me, I started to put it into a bank account because I like to see it grow. Now I've actually bought gold and silver with it. I've bought some really nice expensive jewelry with it, and I still have it growing in the bank account. So now most people go, oh, I can't afford that because I've got all these bills. You know what? You can't afford not to do it because it's an honoring of you. And what seems to be created, every time you put 10% away, that's just for you. It's just the honoring of you. So if you put the bills first, you'll have more bills. If you put you first, you'll have more of you. So now a lot of the listeners are probably listening to this going, yeah, that's not going to work for me. That's exactly what I thought. And then I tried it. And there becomes like this sense of space, this sense of ease in your world when you have, everyone has a certain amount of money. And if they have it in the bank account, it creates more ease with them. Like, you know, you can pay your rent or your mortgage for the next 4 months without even having to work. So it creates way more space for you to actually create and generate more with your business. So 10% away just for you.
And that certainly makes a whole lot of sense. Now, what would you like everyone to know? What's the one thing you'd like to say?
If anything could be possible in business, it's like, what would you choose? What would you need to change to make that choice a reality in your business? Would you be willing to know it can be really simple and fun?
In conclusion, where can our listeners connect with you and get more information online?
I have a website called accessjoyofbusiness.com. So it's A-C-C-E-S-S, joyofbusiness.com. And from there, we've got Twitter, Facebook, everything. So, yeah, I'd love to, any feedback. I love people to email me, etc. So check it out.
Very good. And lastly, is there any closing thoughts that you would like to leave the listeners with as a parting tip or advice?
Please choose what you love. Like, and know that anything is possible. Truly, anything is possible. I know deep down somewhere that rings a bell that is true for you. And it's like, follow what you know. Choose joy and the money will show up.
We certainly have appreciated your time today. He's coming to us from Australia this morning. We've been speaking with Simone Millicis, the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and also the creative spark that ignited Joy of Business. And the website of reference and for contact, really the website that does it all, it's accessjoyofbusiness.com. Simone, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric, for having me.
You are so welcome, and the pleasure was ours, and come back anytime. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.